Hey, bats, kiddos, Joker here, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very special TCW Ignition edition of the BCP Goodest Brother. I'm excited for this one. Ahead of TCW Presents Ignition in Toms River, New Jersey, April 17th. Get your tickets now, guys. Seats are still available for this safe, socially distanced event. Goodest Brother, this is our first pre-match showdown episode of the BCP. This is a match I am hyped for, bro. Of course. First, let's introduce the challenger. She is the gladiator of the geek.
Says it on her shirt.
Yeah, it does. A social justice warrior who stands for the silent and anyone that feels like an outcast. The true one wielder of Asparakius, I said that correctly, and quite possibly in the future, the Goddesses of War Championship. We will shall see the number one contender, Riley Shepherd. Riley, welcome. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm great. And thank you so much for doing this. I haven't been able to speak to Vicky since I think October. So this should be fun.
Oh, wow. this should be a lot of fun. And the match is going to be great, guys. Like I said, get your tickets now. And I don't want to get picked on. I don't want to get beat up. So let's make sure this intro is perfect.
It's already happened.
Already in trouble. Just for teasing the fact that Riley might win her coveted title. But of course, she is. Oh, boy. She is dripping in gold. Of course, you know her as the reigning, defending, conquering Goddesses of War champion.
Triple V.
Three belts, Vicky. IWA Women's Champion. She is the Bronx Wrestling Federation Women's Champion. My friend, my broadcast partner. She will lie, cheetah, and steal your heart from the Garden State Park Slay. The vivacious, vicious Vicky. Vicky, welcome. How are you?
Okay, man. Bob, you did a very good job. So everyone, look. Take a great look at what will remain mine.
It's already starting, and we'll start with the challenger first. Riley, I want to throw this to you. In my mind, management made a great decision. You've been killing it.
Well-deserved.
Yeah, very well-deserved. Goddesses, BCW, everywhere you've been going, you've had these show-stealing matches. You versus Lady Frost in that no-holds-barred match was my match of the year pick on the indie. That was great. It was fantastic. What does it mean to you right now to get that tap on the shoulder from TCW management to take on Vicky for the Goddesses Championship?
It means that I did my job, that I proved myself, because I know walking into Goddesses of War, I was kind of an unknown. And I know that because when I walk through the curtain, people aren't cheering my name yet. So in my mind, I go, okay, well, you're going to make them cheer for you by the end of this match. And that's what I always aim to do. So for me, that means that I showed out. Every single time I was in that ring. And now because of that, not only because I was not just top three of top five matches in Goddesses of War, but I was top one and three. And I main evented Goddesses of War last event. At this point, yeah, the writing was on the wall for Vicky to come face to face with me. And I know Vicious Vicky says it in her name. I know exactly what it's going to be. I know it's going to be a battle. I've seen her around at ECW, at Goddesses of War. She's killing it around the tri-state area. She has three shinies. So I'm fully aware and fully respectful of her resume, but my resume speaks for itself too.
It really does. Very, very well said, Riley. And Vicky, throwing it to you. You know, Riley has been headlining some of these shows, having those show-stealing matches, no stranger to gold or shinies.
The champ.
As she called them. Yeah, let's throw it to the champ, the vivacious, vicious one. Your thoughts on taking on the very, you know, riding the wave of momentum, Riley Shepherd right now.
Well, I always give credit where credit is due, right? I don't like to, but I will. I know that I have a competition on my hands here with Miss Shepherd, but you know, as I've been stating all around, so everybody remembers and everybody knows, I am the absolute best in the world right now, the best in the tri-state area. I am so confident in my abilities because I don't just show up and show out and do all these heroic things that make people like me. No. I get the job done. And I pretty fucking good track record. So
Yeah. I mean, the resume speaks for itself for both of you. And I'm just going to put this out there right now. This time next year, you should both be in Tampa. I'm just saying that. I really mean that. You guys are you know, killing it here in the Northeast. And like Vicky, you said in your promo, and let's address that, you said, you know, you're top tier. And I believe that too, both of you in the Northeast, not just the Northeast tri-state area, but the East Coast. This was a promo you cut recently after taking on Mimi and defeating Mimi at Intense Wrestling Alliance, I believe it was. Tell us a little bit about that promo. I was a little nervous.
I mean, for me, it's just a matter of time, you know, when I get what's rightfully like due to me, you know? But for me, it's like you go in the ring, you wrestle the same people, the same outcome. I'm on top. It's like, how many times do I have to step in the ring with people who are not on my level, who are way beneath me? And clearly, the simple fact is that how many times do I have to show up? How many times do I have to prove myself? I don't have to prove myself to the fans. I don't have to prove myself to anybody because I already know. I already know. So that promo was real. That was me just addressing the fans, addressing everybody in the locker room, men and women. I'm not like a force to be reckoned with anymore. You know, like I'm not going to sit here and watch these people go to places and do these things when I'm just sitting back like, no, that's rightfully mine and I deserve that. So I'm going to make sure everybody knows damn well who the vivacious, vicious Vicky is, why I have three shinies, as I like to call it. I have gold gear nowadays. That's what I like to say. Dripping in gold, because rightfully so. So, I mean, hey, I put an open challenge out to everybody. And that's not even just TCW, IWA. That's all over the place. Whoever wants to show up with me, square off with me, I'm in it. Let's go. I want to see what I'm up against. And I think it's about time. So, yeah.
Two of the best on the indies, hands down. And Riley, I'll throw this to you. And this is, I don't know if you saw that promo, Vicky Cut, but she did say, I am one of the best expletive wrestlers on the entire East Coast. And not just the tri-state area, try me. Vicky's obviously fired up here. This is next level. Vicky has been increasing her moveset. Your thoughts kind of reacting to this promo and this even more vicious Vicky?
Oh, I mean, she's not wrong. I know full well, like she said, she has three shinies. I know what she brings to the ring, and I know full well that she is there to literally destroy her opponents and walk out with gold. I'm fully aware of that. But there's something that she said was that she keeps facing the same people day in and day out. Well, guess what? You've never faced me. You've never faced
the
Gladiator of the Geeks. Ever. This is the first time we're stepping in the ring together. And so we can do research all day on each other. We know what we bring to the table, but until we get in that ring, you think you're owed the gold? You think you deserve the gold? Well, guess what? I am here to fight tooth and nail for every single opportunity I have, for every single shiny opportunity I have. And I'm walking out with that shiny because that's who I am. I will never die. I will never stop.
Wow.
Well, we have something for sure. Again, respect, much respect to anybody who can be on my level in the sense of saying they are going to walk away with said gold. Me, I just kind of feel like, well, I'm awesome. And you're not going to get anything special from me. And that's what I love. And that's what people don't understand is you could do a moonsault and you could do a fancy drop kick and you could do all these crazy things. I don't do that. I ground, I pound, I win, and I walk away. If you're up for that, cool. I'm ready for that. But just be prepared for the simple fact that I'm always, always one step ahead. So again, respect, much respect, but you know, it's personal, so we'll see.
I don't do fancy stuff either. I don't. But what I do is I adapt to whoever I'm in the ring with. And I know you ground and pound. I know it's going to be an all-out brawl, hit, fight. Like I'm fully aware of that. And I have trained myself to be prepared for anything you will throw at me. Absolutely anything. So, yeah, we can say all day, all night, respect for each other. But at the end of the day, April 17th, that day that comes, oh, it's going to be a brawl. It's going to be a battle. And you better be prepared for that.
Wow.
I'm always ready. So wow. Someone can knock on my door right now. Hey, all right, let's go. You know, done. You know, I'm always ready. So I don't have to, you know, prepare or have any strategy. My strategy is just win, get the job done. So, yeah.
Wow. This is intense already. I'm more hyped for this match. And Riley, like you said, you're ready for anything. Literally having an ice cold bucket of water pulled onto you at the end of a match, still pulling out the win, throwing Lady Frost through a door. Do you feel, Riley, that you have kind of like, you know, that advantage? You've been in these stipulation matches that you're a little bit more rough around the edges, that you can adapt to anything. Is that an advantage you might have?
I don't believe I'm more rough around the edges than Vicky. I know for sure that Vicky puts her everything into every single match that she's in. So I don't believe that, but I do believe that I don't feel like I'm owed anything ever. So in my mind, I always have to prove myself. And because of that, I never stop. So like, even if someone throws an ice bucket and kicks the bucket into my head and then does a moonsault on me, and I'm sitting there shivering while all this is going on because it's October, yeah, and my brain just like short circuited because it's cold. It doesn't matter, because there's that little voice in the back of my head that tells me, get up, keep going. And it doesn't shut up. So that's exactly what happened against Lady Frost, and I put her through a goddamn door. So guess what? That's going to happen on April 17th. It will never stop. I will never stop. I will keep coming.
Heart. That's heart, Nunes.
And we touched on it before with Riley. Vicky, what thing? I probably know the answer to this, but what gives you the advantage over Riley in this match?
What gives me the advantage is I am a defending champion. Everywhere that I go, I am a champion. I am a champion before the champions were even a thing. That's how far back we're going here, okay? So me, my advantage is just being me. Being me. If somebody could be me for a day, they would be blessed. They would be lucky. They would win every match. I am like, I'm taking over right now. So the simple advantage for me is that my brains get me so much further in a match than anything else. So it's like, okay, we can be strategic if you want to, and we can adapt to our environments and whatever. But, you know, me, I just am the same every time I go out. Nothing changes. My attitude stays the same. I know that I'm the best. So that's number one. Number two, you go in there and you just be you. And unfortunately for a lot of my opponents, being me has gotten them absolutely nowhere. So.
Wow. I'm again more hyped for this match than ever. Riley, I do think you are a very credible threat, and no disrespect to the other goddesses and ladies that Vicky has run through to retain the title here. This is going to be a stellar match. Real quick, I just want to talk about the scouting. I know you ladies both do your homework. You guys prep big time. Talk to me. You know, we have the Seaside Effect. We have the, you know, the New Jersey Turnspike. We have the Game Over. Mira, I'm just going to say Riley had that first. Just throwing that out there, but I digress. Tell us a little bit about the scouting going into this match without giving away too much strategy or anything. Riley, we'll start with you.
I mean, I've been at every Goddesses of War show. I've seen what Vicky brings to the ring. I've seen her toss people across the ring. I've seen her just punch someone's lights out. I see that she is there. There's nothing pretty. I'm not saying that offensively to Vicky at all. Like, that's a good thing. A fight should not be pretty. It's not going to be pretty if what the end result is you want to win and you want to walk away with that championship. It's not going to be pretty. And I know that that's exactly what Vicky is. She's vivacious, but she's vicious. And I've watched all of her moves. I've watched what she's completely destroyed her opponents. But once again, she's never had me as an opponent. So
this is the first time. This is great. Let's throw it over to Vicky Three Belts in terms of scouting. The champ, champ, champ.
Now, just to be clear here, when you say scouting, that can mean quite a few things. You want to explain that to me?
Oh, just in terms of, you know, preparation for Riley's moveset, what Riley brings to the table, like particularly without giving away your strategy, of course.
Well, like I said, the strategy is just to win. So there's really not anything I'm not naive to the fact that I know I have a competition on my hands. And I say that to very, very few women I get in the ring with, because again, it's just been absolutely nothing these days. Easy peasy, you know, but, you know, I know what I'm up against. I've seen Riley work. I see what she does, but, you know, again, it takes a little bit more brains than anything else. So I would think that scouting and whatnot, I don't really sit there and like prepare. I just, like I said, I just kind of go out there and just do me. You know, I am the same no matter who I'm facing. And I've had much success with that. So why fix it if it ain't broke, you know?
Yeah, almost half a year now with the Goddess Championship. Vicky very wisely playing the cards close to the vest on this one. Very interesting. Like I always say, the real winners here, the fans. Riley, please.
I do just have to say, you said that it takes brains. I'm a geek and a nerd. So for me, brains means doing research and preparing for the upcoming battle, whatever it is, and then doing what you need to do once you get into the ring because you are so well prepared. Like, I don't know, that's how my brain works because I'm a geek, but yeah, I do brains and physicality, so.
Love it.
Well, when I say brains, I mean more of the, you know, people would like to say that I cheat, I lie, cheat and steal, but here's the thing, brains. Being quick on your feet, knowing what to do last minute, knowing what to do last second. I don't have to do research. I have to be in the moment. What is happening right now? This person might get up on me, but nope, they're not gonna. Boom, cut them down with something. Over, done. Brains, fast wit, should I say?
Wow.
I don't have to research. I never, you know, I didn't go to college. I didn't do any of that, and I'm having a pretty damn successful life. So, I don't know.
Well, both of you are. And I'll say this, the real winners, like we always say here, not to be cliche, but it's true. The real winners, the fans in this one. This one's going to be fantastic. Before we get out of here, and thank you both for a few minutes of your time, anything you'd like to say to the fans that are thinking about coming out to this April 17th, Toms River, New Jersey, Ignition event, and it's socially distanced, it's safe, following all CDC guidelines. Anything you just want to say to the fans who are thinking about coming to this event? Riley, we'll start with you.
Just that it's pretty much a reboot. It called Ignition for a reason. We're ready, set, go. And this April 17th show is going to show that. Everyone has kind of been a little pulled back from wrestling because of COVID. We haven't had as many events. But for us, or at least for me, the way I see it is things are opening back up. And this is the start. This is the green light to go. So yeah, April 17th, it's going to be a heck of an event.
Absolutely. Vicky.
Word to the wise, buy a ticket so you can watch me because I'm awesome. And why you want to do that? Take some pictures and do what you want to do with them. That's fine. You know, just, yeah, come see me because I'm awesome. And just to like make it known to everybody out there, I keep looking down because I keep looking at this title because there is no way in absolute hell, heaven, wherever we're going, Riley, that this is going to leave. It's just, it's not going to happen. But yeah. I keep looking. It's sacred. No, it's sacred.
It's very shiny.
It's, yeah, it is. Enjoy it while you can, because that's April 17th is the last time you're going to touch that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We'll see.
Wow. You know,
I've been looking to be Riley Two Shinies for a while now, so that one's the second one.
We'll see. But, yeah. So.
Wow.
I'm going to go polish this, because, again, champion takes care of their prized possessions, and I am not going to let this go. This is equivalent to a child. You know when you cradle a baby? You're rocking it back and forth. You give it a little kiss. That's what this is to me. That's equivalent to a baby. Okay. Only difference is I did not give birth to it. I actually didn't even adopt it. It actually came to me because it knew that I was the rightful owner. So it was like, oh, there's Vicious Vicky. We're going to go home with her. And guess what? Best choice that was ever made between two people. This is love. This is the real thing, guys. Okay. So this, you have to understand that this is something that won't, this is a bond that is completely impossible to break. And I love a good challenge, and I love anyone who wants to try. So April 17th, we'll go. Yeah.
Make that shiny nice and sparkly for me, April 17th. You do that.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I'm uncomfortable. I'm hyped for this match. A little known fact, I believe that belt does get you a discount at Starbucks, just throwing that out there. But guys, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. We're excited for Titan Championship Wrestling again presents Ignition April 17th, Toms River, New Jersey. Be there. Get your tickets now at titan-championshipwrestling.com. Tickets are available now. Thank you guys so much for your time. Have a great match. Stay safe out there. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone, stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.